Patient A and DE, last name A, B, B, O, T, T, date of birth 7/12/43, patient presents today, 6 months follow-up, he's been doing well, has no complaints, he states that the flow of an 110 microgram seems to be helping him, he states his lungs are much clearer now, he's not having to use his albuterol inhaler on a daily basis. He states the androgel seems to help with his overall mood as well as his overall energy level. He has been not taking the metformin, his last A1C was recently dead. 6.4 on 115.13, increased from before at 5.8. His cholesterol remains within normal limits. You see, he does have increased polyphagia and has gained about 25 pounds over the last 6 months. Very easy. He's been doing well with his CPAP machine as well as his oxygen. Wakes up refreshed and feels it's working for his overall sleep pattern. Visual systems otherwise negative. Objective general pain, distress, vital signs noted. CV regular brain rhythm, lung clear, auscultation, extremely sad, edema, abdominal obese assessment plan number one. Hypogonadism, continue with androgel. Number next, hypercholesterol, may continue with Lipitor. Number next, go back to that one, Anzetia. Number next, OSA, hypoxia, continue with CPAP and 2 liters of O2. Number next, hypertension, well-controlled Verapamil. Benicar. Now, next, diabetes, low control, will restart metformin, given his polyphagia, but 1,000 milligrams XR Q daily, and follow up. Now, next, asthma, continue with Flovent Proair. Now, next, preventative, flu and pneumonia vaccine recently done. We'll have patient follow up for labs, including hemoglobin A1C and PSA. Patient had colonoscopy in 2008.